Playing the Numbers. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Inflation at a 40-year high, the Labor Department says it's due mainly to increases in the price of food, gas, and rent. The White House says the numbers are not as bad as they seem.
Today, President Biden says, quote, "While today's headline inflation reading is unacceptably high, it is also out of date. Today's data does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. Prices for oil, wheat, and corn, which spiked after Russia invaded Ukraine, have fallen recently over concerns global demand and economic growth are slowing. Inflation is also outpacing wage increases. A moderate Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin, says, quote, "It is time for us to work together to get unnecessary spending under control, produce more energy at home, and take more active and serious steps to address this record inflation that now poses a clear and present danger to our economy."
Fox's Rich Edson. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady blasts Democrats for bringing back President Biden's Build Back Better plan, which he says will continue to hurt families.
It seems unbelievable that Senate Democrats and President Biden would try to make that inflation worse with $1 trillion of new taxes, many of them which will end up in higher prices because businesses can't afford to swallow that themselves.
Democrats have argued the plan will lower some costs for families, including some drug prices and child care. Another choice for Americans looking to get a COVID vaccine, the FDA has cleared Novavax shots for adults. The vaccine is a more traditional type than the Pfizer and Moderna shots. The CDC still must recommend how the Novavax shots should be used before they're put in circulation. Federal health officials say millions of Americans still haven't been vaccinated against COVID, but they expect at least some to do so when this shot is approved. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A Democratic senator is calling out Amazon for what he says could be a violation of privacy.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Markey made a letter from Amazon public in which the company admits providing Ring doorbell footage to police without subscriber consent. The Amazon letter says it's happened 11 times this year, adding that Ring found there was an imminent danger of death in each case. Markey says his concern of Amazon recording and tracking citizens and sharing the video could be a civil liberty violation. Amazon says more than 2,000 law enforcement agencies have enrolled in an app that allows residents to share their own Ring videos, but there are concerns on how the footage is used. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A new study says pedestrian safety in the U.S. is getting worse.
Where's the most dangerous place to be on America's roads? A new report says it may be on your feet. Smart Growth America has released its Dangerous by Design 2022 list of deadliest state and metro areas for pedestrians because streets are designed for speed. Florida has four entries in the top 10, with the Daytona Beach area at number one. It's followed by Albuquerque, Memphis, Tampa, and the Charleston, South Carolina metro. The report says nearly every state and metro area is getting more deadly, and that those with lower incomes are joined by older adults and people of color as being more likely to be hit and killed while walking. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
People who think they may be descendants or victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre can now provide genetic material to help scientists begin the process of trying to identify possible victims. A nonprofit foundation based in Ohio is examining 14 sets of remains removed from a local cemetery a year ago and has said at least two of them contain enough DNA for testing. In 1921, a white mob descended on Greensboro, a predominantly black neighborhood in Tulsa. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.